Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah is the highest praise. So we praise you, O Lord, and we magnify your name. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah is the highest praise. So we praise you, O Lord, and we magnify your name. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah is the highest praise. So we praise you, O Lord, and we magnify your name. Hallelujah is the highest praise. So we praise you, O Lord, and we magnify your name. Hallelujah is the highest praise. And so, Father, we praise you this morning. We magnify your name this morning. We give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, and we give you all of the praise. For you are worthy of the highest praise. You are worthy of all glory. You're worthy of all the honor. You're worthy to be lifted up. You're worthy to be adored. You're worthy to be magnified, God. You're worthy to be praised on this day. For this is the day that the Lord hath made. And so we bless you, God, because you blessed us to be able to see a brand new day. We thank you for life this morning. We thank you for our health and our strength this morning. We thank you for allowing us to have a right mind. We thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength, God. We thank you for life and that more abundantly. And we pray your blessings on this day as we head towards a higher calling in you. God, we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We look to you, God, oh God, the lover and the keeper of our souls. We look to you, God, the source of our strength and the strength of our lives to be a blessing to us on this day as we lean not into our own understanding, as we turn not away from you, but as we look to you, God, for everything, oh God, because you are everything and more to us, and we are in desperate need of you. We cannot make it without you. We cannot move without you. We cannot live without you today. We don't want to take one step without you, because one step without you, oh God, is one step in the wrong direction. But every step I take, God, I'm determined to allow you to lead, guide, and direct me, because when you order my steps, God, you call me a good man. You order my ways, oh God, and you order my thoughts, Lord, and you lead me through the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. When you lead me, God, I don't have to worry about the traps and the snares that the enemy set before me, because you know the way that I should go, and you know the way that I should take, God. When I allow you to lead me, God, I can both declare that no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper, Lord, because you won't allow anything bad to happen to me, God. You lead me, you guide me, you direct me, God, and I have assurance, God, today that victory shall be mine, God. And so I worship you, God. I submit to you this morning. I yield to your way in the mighty name of Jesus, because you know all. You know everything that I need to do and more. And so I rely upon you, Lord. Because I desire not to lean unto my own understanding, With every day, God, my intention, my mission, my plan is to acknowledge you, Lord, to let you know that you are my God, to let you know that I am nothing without you and that you are everything to me and more. I try my best to always acknowledge you, Lord, because you promised that you would direct my pathway. And so as we begin this brand new day, Lord, the 27th day of September, as we begin this brand new day, Lord, we yield to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We say yes right now. Before we do anything else, some of us may have been already on the job, Lord, but we say yes even right now. For those that are preparing, oh God, for their morning, Lord, we say yes right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, hallelujah is the highest praise that we say about, that we sing about, Lord. But yes, Lord, it's the highest. I mean, it's the submission that you desire and that you need. It brings you the most praise. It brings you the most glory because you can use this body when we say yes to your will and we say yes to your way. You can use me as a vessel of honor and a vessel to be used for your glory when I say yes to your will, when I say yes to your way. You can use me to lead someone to you, God. You can lead me to encourage someone that is depressed, Lord. You can use me, oh God, to speak life into someone that does not have hope when I say yes to your will, when I say yes to your way. You can help me to give somebody understanding that has a misunderstanding about your goodness. You can use me, oh God, my situation, oh God, to be a testimony, oh God, to let someone know that you still save, that you still deliver, that you still set free. When I say yes to your will, Lord, and I say yes to your way, that means whatever trials may come our way, we're still willing to give you a yes, Lord, because we know that you're able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before your throne. We know, God, that when we say yes to you, God, that all things work together for our good. Because we love you, Lord, and we are the called according to your excellent purpose, Lord. We know, God, that when we say yes to you, oh, God, that there's no good thing that you will withhold from them that love you, that fear you, that submit to you, that say yes to your will, that say yes to your way. And so, God, yes, hallelujah is our highest praise that we can say, oh, God, but a yes. Put a yes down in our souls, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, put a yes in our hearts and put a yes in our minds and put a yes in our souls in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may give you glory, God, that we may give you honor. Oh, God, that we may make your name glorious, Lord, that we may be the vessels that you need for us to be, that we may let our light shine, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even in this dark and dreary world, God, that we may be cities that are set upon a hill that cannot be hid. God, put a yes in our spirits right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we won't allow our flesh to get the best of us, God, that we won't allow anything to separate us from your love in the mighty name of Jesus. Put a yes in our hearts right now in the name of Jesus, that we may stand, oh, God, and not give up, oh, God, and not become weary in well-doing, Lord. Put a yes in our hearts and a yes in our spirit and a yes in our mouths right now in the name of Jesus, that you make it the glory out of our lives. And if you get the glory, God, that's all we desire, because all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise, Lord, it belongs to you. It belongs to you, God. My worship, Lord, it belongs to you, Lord. My praise, God, it belongs to you, Lord. And if I trust you, Lord, if I rely upon you, Lord, oh, God, I fulfill your will, God, and I fulfill the purpose that you have for my life in the name of Jesus. You have done too much for me, God. You have made too many ways, God. You've opened up too many doors in the mighty name of Jesus not to get anything out of me, Lord. And I don't want to give you the least, but God, I desire to give you the best of me on this day. Oh, God, I'm not worried about yesterday. I'm not worried about last week, Lord, but I'm worried about this day that you have made. Oh, God, that I may fulfill your purpose and that I may not succumb, oh, God, to the expectations that you have for me. You've called for me to be a light. You've called for me to be a city that cannot be hid. You've called me to be a living epistle rather than dead. You've called me to love my neighbor, God. You've called me to love those that hate me and even those that persecute me, Lord. You've called me, oh, God, to trust you. Oh, God, to put my hope in you in the mighty name of Jesus, to not be weary but to hold on to you
and let my trust and my heart, oh God, submit to you. You've given me the responsibility, oh God, to tend to your flock and to tend to this world, God. You've given me that promise, that charge, that responsibility, God, oh God, to be a vessel, oh God, to draw people in from the fields of sin. Oh God, you've given me responsibility, oh God, to go work the harvest, Lord, because the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. Oh God, you've given us so much responsibility, Lord, and we don't want to be bowed down and overweighed for what you expect from us. So undergird us today, strengthen us today, encourage our hearts today, lead us and guide us and direct us in the mighty name of Jesus, because you expect more out of us. Help us to be that faithful steward, oh God, that will tend over your household, that will give them their portions in the mighty name of Jesus, that will give them the words of life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that we may not be weary, oh God, because you have greater in store for us, God, in the name of Jesus, because you have given us much, Lord. You require much from us, Lord, not to just be empty vessels, oh God, just simply earthen vessels, oh God, but you need us to be vessels of honor, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that you may get the glory out of our lives. So God, bless us and touch us today. Lay your hands of protection around us, oh God, even right now in the name of Jesus. Heal, God, in the name of Jesus. Set the captives free, Lord. Let us put our weapons to use, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Our weapons of humility, Lord. Our weapons of prayer. The weapon of mass destruction. Excuse me, prayer, Lord. Oh, God, help us, oh, God, to put our lips, oh, God, and our mouths to work, oh, God, lifting up the name of Jesus, because praise is our weapon. Oh, God, praise is our weapon, Lord, because it lets you know that you are more important than our situation. Praise says, oh, God, I'm going to lift you up whether I feel right or I feel good. Oh, God, or whether my money is funny, oh, God, or everything is all right, Lord. When I praise you, Lord, and I magnify you, Lord, I offer unto you a sacrifice, Lord, a sacrifice in the name of Jesus, telling you, God, that not my will, God, but you're more worthy than my situation, God. You're more worthy to be praised, oh, God, than what's going on around me. So help us to keep our eyes focused on you, and help us, God, to trust in you today. The man came to Jesus, the father came to Jesus and asked him to perform a miracle. And you asked him, does he believe? He said, Lord, I believe, but help mine unbelief. God, if there's anything in us on this day, as we march into the second day of our work week, oh, God, that we are not assured of, or that we have some wavering in, God. Take away, oh, God, the complacency. Take away the spirit of doubt, Lord. Take, oh, God, the way of the spirit of, oh, God, that causes us not to trust you, and help our unbelief even now, God. Because eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men what good things, God. You have some great things in store for your people. And so we love you, to Lord, today, because we know that you have great things in store for us. And so, Lord, I pray for the success as I come to my conclusion. Tomorrow we will begin the 11-11-40 prayer, oh, God, to pray for 11 minutes for 40 days on items that our national church, oh, God, has asked us to pray for. For the effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, Lord. And so I pray now as we fast and as we pray this day, as we put our flesh under subjection, Lord, our bodies under subjection, that you may get the glory out of us, Lord. I pray for the success of this prayer initiative. I pray for the success, oh God, of our upcoming holy convocation. I pray right now for the success of our week, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We don't want to get too far ahead, but day by day, I pray for the success of this day. And I need you to lead us and guide us and direct us and honor our consecration today. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your keeping power. Thank you for all that you do. We love you, Lord, with all of our heart, our mind, and our soul. And we magnify your name on this day. And we say hallelujah. And we give you the praise on this day. We love you. We praise you, we magnify you. Oh God, in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen.